thing that's left is private property rights, and we're all concerned about that. So then you have to think about not only the private property rights of the people that don't want to sell easement to their companies, but that has to be balanced with those who do at the same time. And so that's the thing there. Now, our delegates did put also a resolution in the book that said if 51% of the landowners along the line agree with that and sign easements, then they should be able to use eminent domain.